You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Labor Day weekend. I know. It's kind of a letdown because we finally got our kids off to school, didn't we? I don't know about a lot of you listen to me throughout the country, and thank you for doing so, but I live in Southern Nevada, and in Southern Nevada, school started last Monday. So you finally get the kids off to school. It was a hot, long summer. You know, with the recession, you really couldn't take, you know, a lot of trips, spend a lot of money on them, sprayed them down with the hose, made them some Kool-Aid, and hoped that they were happy for most of summer. We kind of, you know, finally get their tissues off to school, and now it's a three-day weekend, and they're home again on Monday. I know. Well, school used to, in the 70s, you'd start school after Labor Day. Right? You'd start school September 4th or September. Yeah, so you would start school after Labor Day. None of this kind of mind blow where you get to kick the kids out of the house and then all of a sudden Labor Day comes and now they're back home again. And remember, what's the point of Labor Day? The point of Labor Day is for you to not labor. You're supposed to have a day off. Why can't the kids be in school? Labor Day is for us grown-ups. Oh, I get it, because some of the teachers are grown-ups and they need to have the day off. I don't know. Maybe have grand babysitting day. All I know is Labor Day is not non-laborous when your kids are home from school. And I kind of had a rough week. I had surgery 2 days ago. I know I'm a little, I'm still a little winded because it hurt. It hurt, but it was done so phenomenally, I didn't even need pain medication. My surgeon, Dr. Craig Iwamoto from Desert West Surgery, really good guy, actually trained with them. It's kind of hard. You know, you're like, oh man, now he's got to see me undressed. But I don't think I even had to be naked. I don't even remember being naked for the procedure. I had an umbilical hernia. It was done at Mountain View Hospital. For any of you familiar with the Southwest United States, Mountain View Hospital and the Sunrise Hospital's very good. And they really took good care of me. I mean, I went home. I didn't need a pain pill. My hernia was taken care of. Now I got an innie again. My belly button was always an innie. And then, you know, after the kids, you herniate. Then it's an outie. You know, you smack people in the face with it, unfortunately. And then now it's back in. The only thing is, I mean, to really make it an innie, it's got to be in there tight. I'd love to hear from you guys. What hospitals, and it doesn't even have to just be the Vegas area, because I know many of you listen throughout. Where have you had good experiences? We always talk about bad experiences, and we got another case now where a hospital is under fire for some bad patient outcomes. But, I mean, where have you just found amazing care? You know, because I travel all over this country, and it's kind of nice to know where you guys go in Kentucky, where you guys go in New York, where you like to go in Vegas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But no, I was at Mountain View Hospital. It was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I was able to get up, go to the bathroom by myself. The anesthesiologist, absolutely. You need a good anesthesiologist. His name was, I think, Dr. Lee Atterbury. He was good. My nail polish, though, posed a problem. Apparently, there's this new nail polish, ladies, where it's metallic and has pieces of iron. I don't know if this is a very good idea for nail polish because it may, you know, magnetize or demagnetize your credit cards. But anyway, I have this kind of magnet-looking nail polish. It's really sexy, but he couldn't put the pulse ox. We had trouble getting my pulse ox on because of the nails. So for those of you about to go into surgery, if you have the sexy magnetic iron-laden nail polish, it's going to mess things up. I mean, they almost had to take off my nail polish. I was like, no. I did not need to shave my abdomen. I did not. That worked out pretty good. And again, Dr. Iwamoto said, look, you know, just don't do anything too strenuous. So I'm probably not going to do pap smears on Tuesday, but I'll probably still see patients because, I mean, you know, power bill. Got to pay the power bill. Got to pay our bills. So, no, and my radio bosses did not make me come to work. They did not. They were like, please be off. I'm like, I don't want to be off. I don't like running reruns. See, the problem with running reruns as a radio host is you need to have a really, really, really good show. You know, to make someone listen to your rerun. Because, you know, most of us, we don't like reruns. I mean, I'll watch Seinfeld reruns or I Love Lucy reruns. Maybe an occasional Moonlighting rerun. MacGyver, absolutely. I'll watch MacGyver till the day is done. That's easy. But, you know, for a Dr. Dahlia show rerun, it's got to be really good. And I'm like, well, I might as well sit here and talk about my belly button. Yeah, you're right. The rerun probably would have been better than belly button surgery. And no, it wasn't cosmetic. It was a hernia, but I like calling it belly button rather than umbilicus. Umbilicus, by the way, is an excellent name for your next rescue cat. Next time we rescue a cat, we're going to name him Umbilicus. Yeah, it's a cool name. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where have you been? Completely happy with your care. Where have you loved it? And if you want to gripe, you could gripe too. Where have you not been the most happy? I don't like to put places down, but it's kind of interesting. You know, one of the favorite hospitals here in town, I've heard from many of my patients, is St. Rose. St. Rose Dominican Hospitals. They have a bunch throughout the area. Great hospital. But every now and then you get these consumer reports or you get these lists of hospitals, you know, the best hospitals in the country. And every now and then, sometimes your favorite hospital is on there. And I've had patients ask me, I don't understand. One of the Desert Roses, one of the St. Roses was on, you know, the worst 10 in the country. And I'm like, no. Now, listen, you know, in order for you to have a good hospital experience, a lot has to happen. Okay. Number one is wear, you know, the correct underwear. I mean, you're wearing underwear with holes in it or dirty underwear. You're going to be embarrassed and you're not even going to even notice that you had a good experience. Okay. But the staff, I mean, my nurses, the staff, the doctors, everybody from front door to back door, phenomenal. So you have good staff. That's, you're already halfway up the list. Plus, if it's clean, if you leave the hospital without any complications, you know, even though complications can happen. Yeah, I mean, that's how I would rate the hospital. Everybody was friendly. They even call and check on you the next day. So, be very careful reading some of these reports, because every time I've seen somebody say, oh, this is a horrible hospital, I've had somebody say they had a phenomenal experience. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful Labor Day weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Francine from Henderson writes, Doctor, I tend to avoid the teaching hospitals. Why would you subject yourself to a medical student taking care of you? Oh, Francine, I hope you weren't at UMC when I was a medical student. Oh, you poor thing. No, I got to tell you something. I actually have preferred teaching hospitals many times over private hospitals for that fact. You know, when I was a medical student and when I was a resident, we would be always hovering over the patients. We'd check on them at 4 a.m, we'd check on them at 6 a.m, then at 9 a.m. after rounds, then before you went to lunch, and then after lunch, and then after your didactic session, and then before call, and then in the middle of call, and, you know, and so I would be checking on the patients 8-9 times a day. And, you know, for many of you that have ever been admitted by your private doctor, sometimes your private doctor only checks on you every couple days when you're in the hospital. So I think there is an advantage to teaching hospitals. Absolutely. Now, yes, I was in a teaching hospital once, had a horrible experience, because the monitor was broken and they weren't watching the baby and they were, you know, and I had heard that the heart rate went down, and I don't like going into the story because it really chokes me up. And I blame not so much it having been a teaching hospital as much as the staff wasn't paying attention. Like I said, you have good staff, You could do medicine anywhere. I mean, look at MASH, right? I mean, they were in the middle of the Korean War. They were able to, you know, so as far as I'm concerned, it's really about the staff. And the staff wasn't paying attention when the baby's heart rate was going down and I was in a 13-minute contraction. Didn't feel it because I finally got my epidural after 5 days. And we almost lost my first son. And it was a horrible experience, but it wasn't the hospital. It wasn't the hospital's fault. Yes, if the monitor was in the room, I might have seen it earlier, maybe 12 minutes earlier. So somebody could say, well, sometimes, you know, these teaching hospitals may not have all the, they may not have all the supplies or et cetera. But honestly, for the most part, I have had phenomenal care in teaching hospitals. And then I think it's good and bad. You know, your job as a patient is to make sure to double check everything. And I don't care if you're being a pain in the butt. I mean, you don't want to be extremely intrusive, and you don't want to be rude. But I think you have a right to ask, what are you injecting? You know, with me, is it a new syringe? Is it a new vial? Did somebody who had a drug addiction, you know, take out the fentanyl and just fill it up with saline? And is that what you're giving me right now? I mean, I think you have a right to ask because you hear all these scary stories that happen. So what happened here? Let me see if I could pull it up here. Apparently, two San Mateo County hospitals, so this must be in California, face a combined total of $150,000 in fines because their workers made medical errors that could have, quote-unquote, killed patients. Oh, wait, San Mateo is Northern California. I apologize. Workers at the Kaiser Hospital in South San Francisco left a surgical sponge in a patient after a cancer operation. I don't know how that happens. Because, you know, when I used to do surgery, you'd have to count everything. There was always a count, and your scrub tech would, and your surgical nurse would be all over you going, all right, let's do the count. I mean, you just couldn't close up the patient without the count, so I don't get how that happened. Apparently, the surgical sponge left in the patient caused the patient's wounds not to heal for 6 months and prompted two additional surgeries in 2010, according to documents. Another case, they say hospital staff botched an exam in 2009, causing a woman's bladder to explode. Oh, I've never seen that happen. Workers were supposed to use a gravity-fed bag of liquid to fill the woman's bladder in order to stretch it as part of an exam. Instead, they used a mechanical pump. Oh, how horrible. All right. Well, that's ridiculous. I don't even think I want to read further with this. Okay. So as you can see, you need good staff. Yeah. And the nurses, like I've said many times on the show, are the backbone of our healthcare. And I've seen them, and many of them just work their tails off with no respect and underpay. Lucky for them, they catch a lot of errors. They catch a lot. But every now and then you got some bozo or some dingbat that, unfortunately muck things up. Now, I'm trying to recall an email I got from one of my listeners saying she was having abdominal pain post-surgery. Wants to make sure there's nothing left in there, but the surgeon won't CAT scan her. Sorry I can't pull that email up to read it verbatim, but that's a good question considering we're talking about this right now. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, in light of the San Mateo County Hospital leaving a sponge in, what if you're post-op, you're still having pain, you think something was left in you, but the surgeon refuses to scan you? That's why you go to your family doc or your internist or your nurse practitioner, PA, whoever your, you know, advocate is. Because if you're still having pain and you think there could be a chance, and now, when should you be concerned? I mean, keep in mind, I just had my umbilical hernia surgery a couple days ago. I'm probably going to be sore for a good couple weeks. It doesn't make sense to panic over, you know, still being sore if you just had the surgery. But if we're talking a few weeks later and you're not getting better, possibly getting worse, absolutely I'd recommend a CAT scan. I don't recommend an MRI because if it is metal, then it's going to swing around the place and, you know, jump around, and you don't want that. It happens. It happens. Mistakes happen, and you don't want to be paranoid and always accuse your doctor of making a mistake, but if something just doesn't seem right, check it out. Use your instinct, okay? Remember, I look at instinct as God's way of telling you something's not right. And that's the Lord's way of talking to us. So if you're like, okay, something's all right, let me check it out. Check it out. But I gotta tell you, I mean, it is rare. It is so rare. And again, most of my experience has been in teaching hospitals. And so I'm a huge fan of teaching hospitals because they're so busy teaching that you're going through the protocols that you're supposed to go through. You know, I mean, you're always seeing a student or a resident having to double check and triple check and quadruple check. And so, you know, there's an argument that more things get done at teaching hospitals that may not at a private hospital if your doctor only checks on you every couple days. So, yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess the University of Toledo Medical Center is undergoing an internal review to figure out why a nurse threw out a donated kidney. You guys heard about that? August 10th, apparently they had taken out a kidney of somebody who I believe was donating it to his sister, and the nurse accidentally threw it out. Two nurses have been put on paid leave, but leave nonetheless, and they are currently committed to ensuring safeguards are put in place to prevent such an incident. You know, kidneys are kind of large. I'm not sure how that could have gotten scooped up. You know, things do get scooped up. Now, while we're on the subject of kidneys, for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Very interesting study came out a couple days ago that I want to talk about. They said that if you've had a kidney stone, and I've had a kidney stone, many of y'all have had kidney stones. I live in Las Vegas, and when I had my kidney stone in the 90s, I was told that Las Vegas was the kidney stone capital of the world. You know, you get hot out here, you dehydrate. If you don't drink enough fluid and the water is hard, has a lot of sediments in it, you can be more prone to kidney stones, especially even in the southern United States. Well, new research suggests that if you've had kidney stones, especially younger women, and I was 19 at the time, we are slightly more likely to develop more serious kidney problems later in life. Oh, great. Especially with Obamacare coming around the bend. That's really comforting. Study published yesterday in the BMJ. Quit joking. Quit giggling. It doesn't prove that kidney stones actually cause the kidney problems themselves, but they do see a slight connection. Researchers from the U.S. and Canada looked at medical records of more than 3 million patients for an average of 11 years. Just under 1% of the patients had at least one kidney stone. 4% of those developed late-stage chronic kidney disease. Small increase of kidney disease among those who had kidney stones. Now, this is very small. Very, very small. Now, they don't know, was it the calcification deposits? My kidney stones were uric acid. Remember, if you have high uric acid, you're more prone to gout. People with gout usually are more prone to high blood pressure, you know, diabetes. You kind of get the triple or quadruple whammy. So maybe this is incidental. But the most common type of calcium or the most common type of kidney stone isn't uric acid. It's calcium. I hope y'all are writing this down because we're going to have a pop quiz one of these days. So researchers think that maybe the calcification that occurs when kidney stones are formed could be damaging the kidneys. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever seen a kidney stone or passed one, but it rips, it tears. I kind of think this is a no-brainer. Duh. Of course a kidney stone, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, right? Stones could break the glass. If stones could break glass, what makes you think it's not going to hurt your renal pelvis or your calyces? Really, they're a little bit softer than glass. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. On this beautiful Labor Day weekend, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, later this weekend, if you guys are going to be fooling around on Facebook, poking, super poking, updating, Instagramming, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. I love to see who's listening, get to see your face, get to talk to you on Facebook. I love it. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Some of my truckers, listeners from XM have reached out to me, told me to come on their trucker forum message boards, and I did, and I guess now they have a Dr. Dahlia section on the trucker forum website, so I can help my truckers out there as well, answering their medical questions. And of course, non-truckers get to join too. They're great. I love my truckers. These guys, such good guys and gals. So definitely reach out to me, because I mean, remember, I'm post-op. I can't go back to work till Tuesday. And I'm going crazy. I'm such a workaholic. I'm not really handling this whole 3-day weekend thing well. I wasn't even going to, my boss at GCN was like, just take off. You had surgery 2 days ago. No, I can't do it. No. All right. Here's a study. This is kind of gloomy. It says almost half of Americans have less than 10 grand in their bank when they die. So we're saying 46% of us have, I'm surprised it's not, more Americans have this. I don't see how anybody at this point in time could have any multiple thousands of dollars in the bank going through this recession. But research by the National Bureau of Economic Research revealed that 46% of retirees now reach the end of their lives with just $10,000 or less in reserve. They looked at retirees between 1993 and 2008. Maybe they don't have a pension plan anymore, which many companies don't offer. Social Security. Let me see here. They say nearly half of pensioners have savings of $10,000 or less. Rich pensioners tend to live longer. Married pensioners tend to be wealthier. Nearly 60% of singles are worse off. You know, this is interesting. A study came out also this week saying more baby boomers are cohabitating and not getting married, right? Remember we were all told, like by my mom, oh, you never shack up. Oh, if you shack up, the Lord will smite you. You don't shack up, you get married. So I'm like, all right, well, I can't shack up before I get married. I mean, now though, the same people that yelled at us as kids telling us not to shack up or shack it up, they're opting to cohabitate. Now, why is that? Well, according to the Journal of Marriage and Family, they just looked at, and they didn't look at same-sex relationships, they looked at man-woman, I guess. These people had stable relationships. You know, maybe they had an issue with divorce in the past. Not too much fun. You know, I think, because I've had a lot of patients tell me that they will do better tax-wise or Social Security-wise not getting married again. And being married actually hurts you. So, you do what you gotta do, I guess. But, it's kinda interesting. You know, same people that yelled at us say, no, gotta get married. What was that on Good Times? Flo? Flo told Thelma, you know, you don't, Thelma was like, Mom, oh, I loved Good Times. Temporary layoffs. Okay, what did she say? Thelma goes, Mom, you don't go to a store and buy shoes without trying them on. And Flo was like, yeah, but nobody buys you shoes. They're everywhere like, oh, that was good. That's how they thought in the 70s. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Jim on the line. Is Jim still there? Oh, did I scare Jim off with my singing? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, don't get me started. I'll sing the What's Happening, the Sanford and Son. I'll sing the I Dream a Genie theme, I Love Lucy. I just love, Love Boat. Okay, I'll behave myself. But anyway, okay, let's stop here for a second. Okay, if almost half of Americans... Jim still, okay, never mind. Jim could call back. Okay, I want to talk about this real quick. And you guys could still call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I promise I won't sing. Almost half of Americans have less than $10,000 left when they die. All right, what is going on here? Is it the recession? Well, remember, they looked at retirees from 1993 to 2008. Okay, we can't blame the recession for this, and nobody should be blaming Bush for this one either. So I think what it is a lot of us, we don't have the jobs that used to be around where you would have the pensions, you would have the long-term protection and health insurance, etc. Many of the baby boomers and seniors that I see, they're still working. They're working part-time. They're trying to make things work on their Social Security. And how do you accrue more than 10 grand from your Social Security? Now, I come from a family where we never had anybody wealthy. So I don't think I've ever been to a will reading in my family. Nobody had a will. I remember, you know, when I was younger, great-grandma or grandma would try to threaten us, so I'm going to kick you out of the will, but nobody owned anything. We had no assets. No one in my family had money. So threatening that, you know, they'd kick me out of a will if I shacked up with somebody didn't really work because there was no money. And so I've seen this in my own family, except a lot less than 10,000. You know, my family members, when they died, you know, like my father, when he died, there was no money to bury him. When my grandmother died, no money to bury him. The family was thinking about cremating her, but I know she had wished that she could be buried. So luckily my husband and I pulled, you know, some money together to make that happen. But I think this 46% number is underestimated. And I think more of us are, God forbid, in line to die not having the money that we need to in the bank to give our progeny, which is why I think we should have more kids, because someone's going to need to support us later, right? Now, this is interesting. A study came out on where are the most expensive cities to live in America and the cheapest cities to live in America. So why don't we take a look at this? So maybe we need to move, some of us, okay? The most expensive cities to live, obviously Manhattan, then Brooklyn, then Honolulu, San Francisco, San Jose, California, Queens, New York, Stamford, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Framingham, Massachusetts, and Orange County, California. Those are the most expensive cities. But take a look at this. These are the cheapest cities to live. Okay, this is some cool stuff, people. Harlingen, Texas, Wichita Falls, Texas, McAllen, Texas. We're moving to Texas, people. Muskogee, Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Ardmore, Oklahoma, Springfield, Illinois, and San Marcos, Texas. So if we're concerned that we aren't going to have enough money in the bank and Social Security isn't going to be around for us, we may need to consider moving to cheaper cities. Now, I know there's been some reports that real estate has gone up. For those of us that live in Las Vegas that saw the real estate plummet quicker than we ever expected it to. I mean, think about it. Many of us back in 2003, 2004, you know, when it was booming in Southern Nevada, we were like, okay, we know all good things come to an end. I mean, we knew that the housing prices were inflated and people were taking out $200,000 home equity loans because of the false rise in equity. So we all knew this was going to happen. We just didn't know it was going to happen this hard, this quick, and this long. And that, stop the giggles. I'm talking about the economy. Come on, grow up. Stop the giggles. So I don't know. I don't know. Where would I want to move? I got to tell you, when I was up in Montana for my CME this summer, Montana near Big Sky, I could retire there easy. It was exquisite. All right, go hunting, cook your food. I could do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're going on a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Donovan, his work with the Dial and Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, now that we're going into September, time to start thinking about your next summer vacation. And don't forget, the Dr. Dahlia cruise is already booking. We are going to Alaska next June. Sign up. You can go to my website, check out what ports we're going to go to, contact travel email so we can set you up and get you a room. It's going to be a phenomenal trip, exquisite. We always have a good time when we go to Alaska. Remember, we're going to be doing that next end of June, early July, kind of running into 4th of July weekend. I finally was able to cut off my hospital bracelet. You know, I don't want to sound naive or unintelligent, and I know many times I do, you know, but I mean, I've had years and years of schooling. I can't tell you how many years of schooling, right? Undergrad, or, well, high school, undergrad, medical school, residency, and I still go through classes. The one thing I'm never going to understand, which I was kind of discussing on Facebook the other day, is why I can't cut things with my left hand. You use the scissors, right? They put the hospital bracelet for my surgery from a couple days ago on my right wrist. So I take a scissors, I hold it the exact same way I would hold it if it was in my right hand, blade exactly positioned the way I would position it with my right hand, but if I cut with my left hand, it doesn't cut. I have to switch it to the right, hold it in the exact same position in order to cut. Well, yeah, I had my husband finally cut off. Why can't I cut off my own hospital tags with my left hand? It's a scissors. The scissors is sharp. Now, I know there's left-handed scissors out there, but I just don't understand the mechanics or the physics of it. You're holding a scissors. It shouldn't matter which hand you hold the stupid thing in. It should cut. Blade up, scissors open. It just doesn't work when you use your left hand. I don't get it. I just don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, federal prosecutors have closed a 4-year FBI criminal investigation and grand jury probe targeting Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former county attorney Andrew Thomas, and their top deputy say there will be no indictments. So they have closed the case now on Sheriff Joe. No indictments. Of course, he has been running for a sixth term in November. He said he anticipated the outcome, never had a doubt. Once again, I send my appreciation to the federal government for their hard work in clearing my office. If I did something wrong, there would be indictments floating all over the place. So that's just in. I want to move on. We got a lot of news to talk about. Okay. Oh, I know. Things are going to get really ugly over the next. I mean, look at how everybody's ripping on Clint Eastwood. Look at that. Clint Eastwood, I think he did a good job, right, at the RNC, had this bit, right? It was pretty funny. People who were listening to his bit on radio didn't understand what was going on because they didn't see the chair, which is why I really urge any of you in TV to realize that many radio stations are now playing TV on the radio. Like with XM, you get CNN and Fox News. Whatever we're watching on Fox News or CNN is being played on the radio. So you got to realize that whatever you're doing visually, you need to translate to audio because, you know, people are listening. But I thought he did a good job. And, of course, people are ripping on Clint Eastwood. I mean, really? Come on. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get very ugly the next few days. Sage Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's son that died on July 13th. Apparently, he's only 36 years old. They say no drugs were in his system, and Sage Stallone died of a heart attack. 36 years old. He didn't look extremely overweight to me. No drugs were found in Stallone's body other than over-the-counter Tylenol-style pain medication. All right, I guess there will be a detailed full autopsy report. Of course, family wants privacy. I don't blame them. But really, heart attack, age 36. We'll have to see more about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is a new irritable bowel medication. For those of us that have irritable bowel, gas, bloating, all sorts of stuff. There was Zelnorm, remember, out a few years ago. Then that went off the market. Apparently, the FDA has approved Linzess or linaclotide. It has been approved by the FDA to treat forms of chronic constipation that do not respond to traditional treatment and irritable bowel syndrome accompanied by constipation. We believe that 15 million people in the United States have irritable bowel. The liberals are blaming us and our methane for global warming. So I could see why there's an urgency to get irritable bowel treated. From what we understand, this medicine is taken on an empty stomach at least 30 minutes before the first meal. Side effect is diarrhea. But then again, for those of us with constipation, I'm post-op. I would welcome some diarrhea. I was talking about that on Facebook also earlier. Remember, I have a lot of friends who are doctors. Now, my non-doctor friends, when I got done with surgery a couple days ago from Mountain View Hospital, and again, my surgeon was Dr. Craig Iwamoto, phenomenal surgeon from Desert West Surgery. Anyway, my non-doctor friends like, how you feeling? Are you doing okay? You know, do you need anything? Does it hurt? Yet my doctor friends, it's like, all right, have you passed gas yet? Have you had a bowel movement? Are your bowels working? Make sure you pass gas. Let me hear it. No, let me hear it. Okay, so, see, it's not fun having doctor friends at all. All right, anyway, I don't know much about this Lynn Zess. From what we understand, all I know is it's supposed to help treat constipation, et cetera. So I don't know if it works on the serotonin receptors or what it actually does. I'll figure it out, and I will tell you later this week. Cut me some slack. I just had surgery, okay? Look, I prepped pretty well for this show, okay? Don't give me too much crap over this. I think I did pretty good. And remember, if you want all the details, you're going to get the details during my weekday show. Right, my weekday show, exactly. And if you can't listen to my weekday show, which is 3 hours a day, then you download the Dr. Dahlia app. There's a Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. It's for Androids. We're still working on the iPhone app. You download the Dr. Dahlia app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime you like. Just don't be surprised. We've had some reruns because, you know, I am still hurting, and it's hard to do a three-hour show when, you know, your tummy's hurting just a little bit. A little tummy. And I don't want to take pain medicine. Can you imagine if I took pain medicine before the show? Okay, next, hookah. A lot of you guys smoke hookah, and you think, is it hookah? Is it hookah or hookah? Hookie? Hookah? Hookah, just as harmful as cigarettes. New study says, nah. All right, you'll still get wheezing, cough, chest tightness. All right, the water pipe are supposed to, the theory is the water pipe filters out the toxic components of tobacco, but no, we still see issues very similar to the effects observed in deep inhalation cigarette smokers. So when they looked at pipe smokers, deep inhalation cigarette smokers like the Clintons, normal inhale, oh no, he didn't deeply inhale, you're right, that was Monica Lewinsky, as well as normal inhalation, even people smoking with the hookah still had issues, okay? No hookah. They do, however, say if you drink beer, and you drink beer out of a skinny, curvy, sexy glass, you're going to drink beer a lot quicker than if you drink it out of a mug. So if you're trying to cut back on your beer drinking, they say to drink it out of a, I guess Homer Simpson. Although Homer downs those beers pretty quickly. Another thing they said in the news this week is if you want to eat less when you go out to a restaurant, go to a restaurant that has soft lighting and music. They found that when you have that soft music and soft lighting, probably because, you know, everything's all kind of sexy, you eat less. As opposed to in a fast food diner type where you scarf down your food and you flee. So, you know, ladies, make your men take you someplace fancy. Hubbies, men out there, just I guess take your woman out. I know, I should take my husband out once in a while. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait. I will be on Labor Day. I'm a workaholic, so I'll be on Labor Day for about an hour or two. So please tune in, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Most of all, God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Clear out your pantry
and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.